Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
You brought up Middleton and all the love that should be shown towards Middleton. You follow everybody on Twitter, I'm pretty certain. But do you follow Mr. Marzion at NBA underscore University on Twitter?
Yes, I actually just saw what they put out recently.
Okay, 170,000 followers, so they've got quite a few followers. Chris Middleton shot 58.5% in the mid-range this season, 6% better than MPJ second, and 7% better than KD third. Now shooting over 60% from the mid-range in the playoffs, dude was built to get tough buckets against tough defense. Per NBA.com, Chris Middleton had the best mid-range field goal percentage of any player, minimum 100 field goals attempts in the database since the 96-97 season. All-time mid-range season getting even better in the playoffs. Magical stuff. All that to say, Chris Middleton is good. This is a neutral account. As far as I know, this is not a Bucks account. There's 170,000 followers. They tweet about everybody. That is a huge stat to talk about. And I was having a conversation, I forgot who with today. Somebody at my kid's baseball practice, one of the dads. And we were talking about Middleton's mid-range game. And I said, it reminds me of Glenn. Big Dog Robinson, who was back then one of the best mid-range shooters in the NBA when Big Dog was playing. It was just pure. It was pretty. It was everything you want. And in today's NBA, where you frown upon the mid-range shot and you want it to be threes or dunks, and that's all you want, the fact that Middleton is still doing it his way, despite Bud not wanting him to back when he first got here, is a huge kudos to him and to the Bucks and Doc Rivers for allowing him to play to his strength, Nathan.
Yeah, and this is something, I mean, this was from the get-go this year. He was lights out. I think I remember tweeting, like, in the first couple of weeks of the season, I was like, it's a small sample size, but he's shooting like 70% on mid-range shots. Like, it's been nuts. He's number one in the league. And I was like, it's not going to keep up like this, but it almost has. He has been lights out all season on the mid-range. He shoots super contested ones and they still go in. Every time he shoots a mid-range shot, I think it's going in. And that's just an awesome player to have on your team. That's a huge player to have in the playoffs when you need tough buckets. You need someone that can just go get a tough bucket. And Bobby Portis can do that too. I think he helps as well in that regard where, you know, obviously he'll go through his stretches where he can't hit anything and he struggles, but he has moments where like he's a tough bucket getter as well. And you need guys like that. You can't just have guys that thrive hitting open spot up threes because you're not always going to get those in the playoffs. You know, Grayson Allen is a perfect example of that. But to have a guy like Chris Middleton who can get buckets off the dribble with a hand in his face, contested fadeaways, whatever you want, he'll get you those buckets. And yeah, he has been incredible at them all year. Always been something he's good at, but like this year, he's taken it to a whole nother level. And it's something that like when he came back from injury last year in January and people were worried about, you know, is he going to be the same? Is, you know, he coming off those injuries and surgery and like, I don't know how good to expect him to be. And I'm like, he's always been a guy that he doesn't need a ton of athleticism. He doesn't need to blow by people. He doesn't need to have great quickness. As long as, now, obviously it hurts him a little bit on defense, but offensively, that dude just needs to get to his spots and be able to shoot over people and he can hit anything he wants. And that's shown this year. Like he doesn't have the same speed. He doesn't have the same quickness and he never really has had a ton of that, but he still just can put up his 20 a game and shoot lights out from mid-range, regardless of, you know, what the defense looks like and how he's being defended, because he's been hitting so many tough shots. And I think I saw a tweet where it was like player shot quality versus their, you know, field goal percentage or whatever it was. And Chris had like the lowest shot quality in the playoffs of any player, but like one of the highest field goal percentages or effective field goal percentages. I don't remember what the stat was of those players. So it was just showing that like he's taking super tough shots and yet he's still scoring more efficiently than almost anyone, which is just a testament to, again, how impressive the shots he makes are. So yeah, it's just been fantastic. And like you said, as far as the Pacers go, you know, with their shooting and everything like that, yeah, they went cold. They were 6 of 11 to start the game. And then I think they finished 6 of 27 in the final three quarters ish. The Bucks did, I think, a much better job in those final three quarters of taking away the three and not giving them just a ton of easy looks like they did in the first quarter. Something that I notice is like different from what I'm used to with Bud, where with Bud, it's more like, we're just going to trust that they're going to cool off. We're going to trust that it won't keep up like this. And I thought Doc did a better job of changing the defense a little bit, going with some different smaller lineups to try to
more switching too.
Yeah, more switching, trying to change things up. They played a little bit less of Brooke, a little bit more of Gallinari, more Bobby Portis. They had, you know, Malik Beasley was in there a lot. Obviously, Pat Connaughton was in there a lot. Like they actually went away from the young guys, but the vets played great. And, you know, again, all those guys, Patrick Beverley, Pat Connaughton, Bobby, Malik, all those guys played great. Even Gallinari wasn't terrible. So I like what Doc did as far as, you know, changing things up a little bit. And I also think in this series, I know this is the first game they've won since game two, but since game two, I mean, Pascal Siakam has been nowhere near as dominant as he was in those first two games. I mean, he had 36 and 37 the first two games, and in the last three, he's had 17, 13, and 12, and just has been, you know, much held in check much more. I know they're doubling a little bit more and they're changing up their defense. And that's something you have to do. That's something, you know, that's part of being in a playoff series and giving yourself a chance is to adjust on the fly, change things up and not just let things, you know, again, this is what Bud was notorious for, was just kind of letting stuff happen and believing that, okay, it'll change with time and it's not going to keep up this way. No, Doc has changed things up and Doc has gotten the ball out of his hands a little bit more after those first two games. So again, credit to him there. And so plenty of positives right now to talk or to look at, even just going forward. Again, even if they lose game six, like there's positives from this playoffs to take away regarding Doc, regarding Chris Middleton, regarding, you know, if you bring back Patrick Beverley, Bobby Portis just had a big game. Like there's plenty of positives to go around that you can take long term here.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.